You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Athletes. They're good at running, jumping, and getting hit in the head. But some athletes are also trailblazers for justice and pioneers for change. Like Muhammad Ali protesting the Vietnam War, or Colin Kaepernick kneeling during the anthem, or J.R. Smith missing all those jump shots. I see what you're saying, J.R. No justice, no threes. But today, I want to talk about the activist female athletes who have been erased from the history books. Women like track star Rose Robinson. Long before Cap kneeled to protest police brutality, Rose refused to stand for the flag and anthem during the 1959 Pan American Games because she felt they represented war, injustice, and hypocrisy. Her activism was another example of Black women in the 1950s perfecting the art of sitting when and where they weren't supposed to. Whether it was sitting at the front of the bus, the whites-only section of a restaurant, or just sitting around judging white people dancing. Basically, we were experts at using our behinds to say "fuck you" to the system. It wasn't long after the protest that the IRS came for Rose for tax evasion. Mm-hmm. Of course they did. She ended up going to jail and missing the 1960 Olympic Games. The same games where a young, unknown athlete named Cassius Clay broke out onto the world stage. History may have been different if the government hadn't Wesley Snipes Robinson over $380. Fast forward to a couple of Olympics later, and another brave athlete would have her protest overlooked. Wyoming Tyus was the first athlete in Olympic history, male or female, to win gold medals in consecutive 100-meter events, an accomplishment that took 2 decades to beat. And that's before all these modern improvements in science and nutrition and vegetables. When Tyus set this record, they hadn't even invented kale yet. And in the 1968 Olympics, Wyoming protested racial segregation by wearing black shorts instead of her uniform shorts. Unfortunately, her protest did not get the coverage it should have, and no one noticed. And part of that was the media's fault. But maybe she could have done something a bit more flashy. If your protest involves clothes, it's either gotta be loud clothes or no clothes. If you're running with no bottoms, oh, you've got people's attention. Finally, let's talk about Allyson Felix, one of the greatest sprinters to ever compete in the Olympics. Felix was good enough to get a Nike sponsorship until 2018 when she got pregnant. Then during contract negotiations, Nike offered her a brand new deal with a 70% pay cut, which is some bullshit. They should have given her 100% more. She's literally growing another sprinter. If it was me, I would have rolled up to Nike and burned that bitch to the ground. But Allyson is classy, you know. So she wrote an op-ed in the New York Times to let the sneakerheads know what was up. The resulting outrage forced Nike to stop reducing endorsements based on an athlete getting pregnant. There was even a congressional inquiry into Nike's maternity policies for athletes. And if you're Nike, you know you need to make changes to policy when Congress is the one telling you to just do it. So the next time you think about athletes taking a stand, don't forget the ladies. They're racking up the bling and fighting the power at the same time. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm about to go do my own bottomless protest outside Idris Elba's house. What am I protesting? His wife.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.